contrary to the course of nature, God did a creative miracle by which Mary, a pure and chaste virgin, conceived a child without a human father, and 9 months later brought forth her firstborn son. Luke chapter 1, verse 35 explains it in this way, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Two men were discussing the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ when one of them remarked of his wonder at the cross where Jesus died for sinners. The other responded, "I can scarce get past his cradle in my wondering to wonder at his cross." Well, so might each person marvel at the incarnation of God in a human body. Consider the marvel of the incarnation. The Ancient of Days became a babe in Bethlehem. He who thunders in the heavens became an infant crying in a cradle. He who made all flesh became clothed with flesh. The mighty God became a helpless infant. God and man became one in the body of Jesus, the Christ. The incarnation was indeed a great marvel. But human reason tends to reject the Bible account of the incarnation. It seems so contrary to the natural order that the natural man draws back in question of it. That is the only time such a thing occurred in human history. True, but that is the only time in human history that God came down to live in a physical body as man among men. If God, the Creator of all, chose to come into the world as a part of His creation, it is no surprise that He chose to come by a new and different way. And virgin conception was the way by which God came in human flesh. Much of the question concerning the incarnation of Jesus Christ is due to a misunderstanding of what happened in the act of incarnation. The details are recorded by a physician named Luke and recorded in the gospel which bears his name in our New Testament, chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. The Bible account is wonderfully detailed, yet appropriately restrained. The angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee, called Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, and the virgin's name was Mary. He greeted her with the words, "Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women." She could not imagine what was meant by such a statement. He continued, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." Mary could not understand, and asked, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" Then the angel explained the miracle of the virgin birth with these words, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Mary responded, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." Now that is the summary of the Bible account of the virgin conception by which God came into a human body. We speak of virgin birth, but the Bible lays emphasis upon virgin conception. It was the conception, not the birth, which was a miracle. The Bible record indicates that Mary was a normal woman before the visit of the angel Gabriel to announce her conception and the birth of her divine son. It further indicates that all the processes of development of the fetus and the delivery at birth were normal in every way. The miracle lies in the nature of the conception. Jesus the Christ had a human mother, but he had no human father. The virgin conception was a miracle of God. Now, virgin birth does not mean immaculate conception. Immaculate conception is a doctrine of the Roman Catholic Church which holds that the Virgin Mary, though conceived naturally by human parents, was from the moment of conception free from any stain of original sin. Now that is not what is discussed in Luke 1. The Bible makes no reference, not even once, to the Immaculate Conception of Mary. The virgin birth does not mean miraculous birth. There is a doctrine abroad today that the birth, not just the conception, of the physical body of Mary's child was by a miracle of God. It is related to the dogma of the perpetual virginity of Mary. The teaching is that Mary, even after the birth of Jesus, remained physically as if she had never conceived nor given birth to a child. Now, there is nothing in the Bible to indicate anything miraculous about the birth of Jesus. It was the conception which is an act of God. The virgin birth does not relate to the dogma of the perpetual virginity of Mary. For after the birth of Jesus, she became a normal wife of Joseph, as Matthew 1, verses 24 and 25 indicates, and gave birth to at least 6 other children by the normal processes of conception and birth, and they are listed in Matthew 13, verses 55 and 56, in Mark chapter 6, verse 3. There is nothing in Scripture to indicate the perpetual virginity of Mary. What then is meant when we speak of the virgin birth? We mean that, contrary to the course of nature, God did a creative miracle by which Mary, a pure and chaste virgin, conceived a child without a human father, and 9 months later brought forth her firstborn son. Luke chapter 1, verse 35 explains it in this way, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Be careful now that you do not misunderstand. No coitus of any kind, human or divine, occurred. God performed a creative miracle. As the Holy Spirit hovered over the formless mass in Genesis 1, and God spoke His creative word to form the world, so the Holy Spirit hovered over Mary, and God spoke His creative word to form life in her womb. Pre-existent deity and finite humanity were thus fused in one, whom we call Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus lived in the light of His miraculous incarnation. He called Himself the only begotten Son of God in John 3:16. The term He used is composed of two words. The first means alone, and the second means I am born. So the term means that He is unique in His birth. He is the only one born after such a manner. He testified, "Ye are from beneath, I am from above." Again, "I came down from heaven." And again, "I came forth from the Father." He knew of His miraculous entrance into human history and His divine existence before His incarnation. The gospel writers Matthew and Luke were careful to separate the birth of Jesus from the birth of other men in their genealogical account. Matthew used the formula so-and-so begat so-and-so over and over in his genealogy. But when he came to Jesus, he changed the formula abruptly and wrote, "And Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ." He carefully refrained from saying, "Joseph begat Jesus," as he had done in tracing each generation. Now, Luke was equally careful, writing, "And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph." He did not say Jesus was the son of Joseph, but that Jesus was, as was supposed, or as people thought, the son of Joseph. Yes, even the genealogical accounts of Jesus indicate that He is different from other men. The doctrine of virgin conception and birth was not set forth because some believed it and sought to make the Bible teach it. Quite the contrary, the fact did not arise out of the belief. The belief arose out of the fact. Mary did not expect virgin conception and birth, so she questioned the angel, "How shall this be?" Joseph did not expect virgin conception and birth, so he considered divorcing Mary on the grounds of adultery. But God did a new and expected thing when He sent His Son by the miraculous way of virgin conception and birth. Indeed, we can hardly get past His cradle in wondering at the miracle of His incarnation. Father, thank You that You have come in human flesh in the person of Jesus. Thank You for taking our nature and bearing our sin, that we through faith might take Your nature and bear Your righteousness. Grant that this moment many who share these words may trust Jesus Christ and be made new in Him. For Jesus' sake, Amen.